Chapter 1. Cloisters, Essex County, New Jersey. The great Elmore Leonard once said that you should never start a story with weather. That's all well and good for Mr. Leonard to say, and for all his acolytes to scribble into their moleskin notebooks. But sometimes a story starts off with weather and does not give a damn about what some legendary genre guy recommends, even if it is the big EL. So, if there's weather at the start, then that's where you better put it, or the whole thing could unravel and you find yourself with the shavings of a tail swirling around your ankles and no idea how to glue them together again. So, expect some major meteorological conditions smack bang in the middle of chapter one. And if there were kids and animals around, they'd be in here too. Screw that old-timey movie star guy with the cigar and squint eye. The story is what it is. And the story being what it is, let's get to it. I am lying in bed with a beautiful woman, watching the morning sun light up her blonde hair, like some kind of electric nimbus, and thinking for the umpteenth time that this is the closest to happy that I am ever likely to get, and several degrees closer than I deserve after all the blood I've been forced to spill. The woman is asleep, which is frankly the best time to gaze upon her. Sophia Delano doesn't like being stared at when she's awake. A casual glance is okay, but after 5 seconds of eye contact, her insecurities and phobias kick their way out of the sack, and you find yourself dealing with a whole different animal, especially if she hasn't been taking her lithium. Various psychoses were not part of Sophia's nature. They were nurtured. When she was still a teenage bride, Sophia was psychologically hothoused by Carmine Delano, her abusive husband, until she began to exhibit symptoms of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and dementia. At which point, Carmine, the prince, thought to himself, "Bitch be crazy," and bought himself a ticket to far away, leaving his young, damaged wife to sit at home and pine. The guy hasn't been seen since. Not a peep. Not a dicky bird. And nobody pines like Sophia Delano. If pining was an art form, then Sophia is the Picasso of the pine. Her only distraction was tormenting the downstairs tenant, which happened to be me. Then, 6 months ago, I did her a pretty measly household service, and boom, she's convinced I'm her long-lost husband who hasn't been in the picture for 20 years. The last time Sophia was truly happy was when she and Carmine first dated in the late 80s. So, consequently, that's the decade Sophia's needle got stuck in. Her Madonna get-up is pretty hot. Her Cyndi Lauper is stunning. But I will say, her Chaka Khan needs work. We've made out a couple of times, but I can't in all conscience take it any further than that. I know couples often pretend to be with somebody else, but there's probably something illegal going on if one of them actually believes it. But kissing's okay, right? And man, she can kiss. It's like she sucks the beats right out of my heart. And those eyes, big and blue, rimmed with way too much eyeliner. Men have climbed into hollow wooden horses for eyes like that. My hand grazed her boob once, but it was an accident. Honest. I think she knows who I am sometimes. Maybe in the beginning I was Carmine, but now, maybe there's a glimmer. So, if I'm so goddamn noble, how come I'm in bed with this delusional woman? First of all, screw you and your dirty mind. And secondly, I'm lying on top of the covers and Sophia is tucked in nice and safe under the duvet. This is the only time I've stayed over in 6 months because last night we split a bottle of liquor store red that had enough tannins in it to poleaxe an elephant and watched Amelie, which is possibly the best non-violent movie I've ever seen. We laughed a lot, in French accents. I remember thinking, it could be like this all the time. I found that Sophia's sweet spot is meds plus 2 glasses of wine. Then I swim into focus and we can enjoy a movie.